There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachmen, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. NFL Combine underway today. Ryan Pace, John Fox will address the media tomorrow morning. And Mike Mayock, NFL analyst, has a pick for the Bears at 7.
I do believe you can get a good edge guy. The three main ones are Fowler, Gregory, and Ray. They're a little different. It depends what your flavor is. I think the best fit for a 3-4 is Dante Fowler, and I like him at 255 or 260 over those other two guys.
That's Dante Fowler Jr., defensive end from Florida. He finished with 8.5 sacks last season for the Gators, three of those in a bowl victory over East Carolina. The Blackhawks host the Red Wings tomorrow. The Bulls are off until Friday when they play at Detroit. Mari Stoudemire is going to join the Dallas Mavericks. The NBA trade deadline is this Thursday. Jason Giambi is retiring after a 20-year career, one of 20 players to finish with 400 home runs, 1,400 RBIs, 1,200 runs, and 1,300 walks. And Anthony Bosch, founder of Biogenesis, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. Place your bet at the 2015 Charity Poker Championship, which benefits Children's Oncology Services, on February 19th at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. For more information, go to onestepcamp.org. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Volkswagen of Highland Park.
Boars and Bernstein.
Josh McDowell.
Chicago Sports Radio, yes. 670 The Score.
Josh McDowell?
Yeah, he's there. At 403 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boars and Bernstein.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a conversation in moments with Charles Pierce of Esquire, but we're having some phone issues in hooking up with him. He was a longtime sports guy who is now a politics guy, and he tweets for Esquire at ESQ Politics, and it's a great follow, and it's always something, and it's always complete. I mean, this guy is...
He's the goods.
Prolific.
Yep.
And
he's the goods.
Has written some terrific books, too, about... Really, very few people chronicle American stupidity as well as he does.
Well, he's got Meet the Morons. I mean, I understand that. That's what he does. That's a headline of some of his, make Meet the Morons. I mean, this is what Charlie does. Yeah, but he wrote sports for a while. And now he's into a whole new world of clubbing people.
Yeah.
He found another way to club people.
I guess you end up with more fertile opportunity there.
I think you do. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot in sports. There's plenty of people. Look, you and I never lacked for people to club.
Right.
There's always somebody. Right. There's always somebody that deserves it. But, I mean, if you're going to expand that to the whole damn world, oh, my God. And you're Charlie Pierce, I think you can probably do that.
Well, that's what he does.
That's his job. So, I mean, I don't think you're ever empty. And he's a guy who's never empty for anything. Writes, right? That's what he does.
Yeah, and he strikes me as the and you've known writers like this, too, that there are some of us who... You write when you want to because you sort of feel you've got a thought that you're trying to put it together on paper. There are others who naturally just have to have words come out or you're not upstairs.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people who are just born to have to do it, who are compelled to constantly be producing some sort of content, not because you're feeding a beast or because you're serving a master, but because you just have to do it.
Yeah, I want to be more like Charlie soon. I want to find that.
I don't know if you do. That's my point.
Well, not that way, but I mean just in the sense of that there's got to be a certain part of the day. Well, it's 24/7, but I mean a certain part of the day where you just feel like doing it and it's important to you that you do it and do it well. And that's every day. At some point, every day. I mean, because I'm going to have to do this.
And while we wait to establish a better phone contact with Charlie Pierce, we got some response to the conversation we had with Danny Ecker.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Joe, who says, this Cubs litigation, guys, is a farce. These clowns sued Ricketts for violating the Sherman Antitrust Act like he's J.P. Morgan Bank. The judge is going to laugh these guys out of court, and I can imagine Ricketts' counsel will seek and has a chance at getting Rule 11 sanctions. This sort of clown car tactic sometimes flies in front of Cook County judges, but a federal court judge will have no patience for this. The Cubs have moved to dismiss this joke of a complaint, and they will win. But because everything in court, especially federal court in the Northern District of Illinois, takes a while, this could stretch out. And, of course, there's the appellate process. I would die to see this go up on appeal to Easterbrook and Posner. And the Cubs are represented by Kirkland and Ellis. This is not going to end well for ye old rooftop owners.
I didn't think so either.
Wait, isn't Posner the guy that eviscerated the anti-marriage equality argument? Wasn't that Richard Posner? What a brilliantly rendered decision where he toyed with those attorneys just for his own entertainment, just to make his life fun. Yeah, Posner is a very powerful conservative voice, but he actually couched his pro-marriage equality decision in some very conservative reasoning, sort of like what Ted Olson is doing in his quest now. But this would never get to Richard Posner. He would never. He wouldn't take 5 minutes to blow his nose on this thing.
That's what I kind of thought. I'm like I said, I'm pleased. I just have never really felt anything for them. I don't care what they did or what they built up. I've just never felt any sense of, well, I feel sorry for them or they're being wronged. I just don't feel it. I'm sorry. It's probably just me.
No,
but I don't feel it.
I think that it's clear that public sentiment has moved on the side of get out the way.
Yeah, get out the
damn
way.
And get this done.
Get out the way.
And I love the fact, too, in their suit that they're whining about how they've been treated or that the Cubs have been threatening them. They were told by the Cubs, here's a number you can sell right now. You have all these distressed properties that you have and these underwater mortgages and with the repo man coming to take all your crap, no matter how many extra investors you're going to get, here's your number. You can choose life or death. we're offering you a chance at life here.
And
they said, no. And what's happened? Their property's been worth less and less and less and less and less, and they don't get that chance back.
So it's not totally, I think what people have to understand that this, you know, this is why I've always felt this way. This is not a total bullying move. You had a chance to go out clean. You had a chance to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now you're being bullied. Now you're being thrown at and that's what you should be. That's where you're at with this. If you don't want to play nice in any way, shape, or form, you want to take this hard stance in something that's clearly a loser, okay, then we are going to come after you. But you had your chance.
They had multiple chances.
Yeah, you had it. And shut up and go away.
The other thing that's pissing off the Cubs is that they told them exactly how it was going to go every step of the way. Sort of like what Theo Epstein did with the writers. When he said, I could write your articles for you. I can tell you how this is all going to go, what you're going to say. And he was right. Years ago when he said that, he was absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happened here in some of these meetings.
Yeah,
this is how this is going to end. It's just a matter of how and how expensively you choose to want to get there. And the Cubs want to go in the rooftop business? They can. It gives them more seats to sell. Or if some of these owners of the rooftops simply want to enjoy a nicer neighborhood and just lose the whole rooftop idea and open up a bar or a restaurant, do whatever you want to do with the property.
Yep.
So and half the people who are watching there can't see the game anyway, don't want to see the game anyway. So the idea of the obstructed view is just really patently ridiculous.
Yeah, I just, I know they were given a chance, multiple chances, and I just don't see what you're trying to do here. I mean, now to me, it's just more. I've always thought of you as a pain in the ass. Now I think of you even less than I did. And you had a chance. That's what I would have done, by the way. Just clean it up, go away, and everything's fine. And stop this, because look where you're at now. Where are you at now?
Underwater, owing millions of dollars to your creditors.
I mean, it's just dumb. And I mean, I know they draw some pity from some people. Not here, not now, not ever.
So we're hoping to establish contact with Charlie, but apparently struggling, having phone issues there and working on it. If we can get him a little
giant
bit later,
in the business?
We will try. Yeah. It's too bad. Thanks to those who have registered for the 2015 Charity Poker Championship. I'm getting some feedback on Twitter of some people registering today that we do have a couple of days left and only a couple of tables left. So if you're going to do this, this is it. Now we're down to our last couple days here and the final spots filling up here. Especially, I think there might be one spot left at the high rollers table if you are a high roller and you want to grab that. But what we're doing is Thursday at 6:00, we're gathering at the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior in Chicago. And we're playing poker to benefit kids with cancer and leukemia via the one-step programs. The winner is going to go to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Everybody at the final table is going to get prizes. We've got prizes for knocking out our celebrity bounties. But the best thing is we've got a fabulous night for a fabulous cause. It's presented by Robert W. Baird and sponsored in part also by Coyote Logistics, Milwaukee Brewing Company, and David Hochberg and Townstone Financial. And we're going to play Texas Hold'em. It takes a little while to winnow the field down to that final table, but then it gets pretty exciting knowing that somebody's going to get that $10,000 value seat to head to Vegas. Top shelf booze, terrific food. If you just want to be a spectator and grab that ticket, it's only $75. We've kept the entry low at $275, and for these World Series of Poker play-ins, that is a low entry fee to get a prize this big. There's all kinds of parking available, so don't worry about that. It's going to be cold, we know that, but there's valet parking. This all begins at 6. The bar and buffet registration opens at 5. And if you want more information, you can go to onestepcamp.org, onestepcamp.org, or boersandbernstein.com. We appreciate everybody's been a part of this in the past. It's a big deal. And the Boers and Bernstein show has helped a lot of kids go to summer camp, go to winter camp, go on the Utah ski trip, the whitewater rafting, the advocacy trips, everything that we do to try to make sure that the diagnosis of cancer or leukemia does nothing to prevent a child from experiencing the simple joys of just being a kid. And then Terry walks around and calls you names and yells profanities at you.
Well, not the board members.
No, you're free to do that, too. I'll point them out.
Should I go up to the board members? Can I do that?
Absolutely. I want you to go through the entire board of the executive committee and insult every last one of them. We'll make sure that happens. I'll give you a tip sheet. Give you a roster and make sure you got them all by name. And I think Barry Rosner said he's going to stop by. I know Tom Thayer mentioned that he was going to come by, too. We've got Spice Adams, this is his first year. And I'm told he's just a hoot at these events.
Well, I'm sure he is.
He's really a thing. So I'm looking forward to Bear Anthony Spice Adams being the personality that he is. But we are the Boars and Bernstein Show. We look forward to talking to Hub. He's at the Combine in Indianapolis, and he's going to give us all kinds of Bears stuff, probably gearing up for that big press conference tomorrow. Fox and Pace, with really nothing to say about anybody for anything. But
that's true.
That's completely the same. Right. There's stuff to be said this year.
The truth gets in the way.
Right. Don't believe anything you hear from NFL executives this time of year. 312-644-6767. You're listening to the Boars and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. 2.5 months after being reinstated by the NFL in late November, Ray Rice reportedly is still waiting for his first call from an NFL team. Look, America is a very forgiving nation, especially of celebrities and athletes. Problem for Rice is he did not apologize for knocking his then-fiancée out in an elevator until about a year later. And when he finally got around to it, it didn't sound like he meant it, and he doesn't have very much game left. In fact, he didn't have much left back then, and that's why his phone is not ringing. This is not about NFL teams saying, we're not going to give a bad guy another chance. Bad dudes always get another chance, unless they're bad players too. If he could still play, a team would have put up with any backlash it would have received for signing him. You'll always get another shot if teams think you can help them. Obviously, right now, nobody thinks Rice can. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science,
to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS. CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 421, Boards of Marine City, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Top of the hour, we look forward to conversation with our guy, Hub, because we've talked a little football today. We actually talked a little football today. I mean, there's not much basketball. They're not playing. They're not doing a damn thing. I think JRW is pretty well settled. I don't know if there's another demonstration. Of course, we'll both be there if we need to be to help. And what else did we discuss today? We talked just about Tom
Ernie Banks,
Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau.
Yep. And Ernie Banks.
The odd story of Ernie Banks and his untidy, strange, extended, untidy family and the fact that his supposed caregiver conveniently wants him cremated while she's out partying.
That's just not the way you want it. I suppose it doesn't matter to him, but that's just awful. That is, oh my God. But again, that wife you see that was the first one you saw after the announcement of the death is not really, you know, I mean, it's 3 years. It had absolutely nothing to do with him.
And we're discussing at the All-Star break here, just yet the Bulls are in this situation where they're going like hell to pile up their regular season wins.
Yes, they are.
And it just seems like that there's a lot of these stories about the rejuvenation of the Bulls. They had a couple nice games. and one of the games was played against a team that wasn't really interested in playing you. Yet it still results in, wow, let's draw this conclusion and that conclusion. Yeah. For better or for worse, don't worry about mid-season, especially February. That drawing grand conclusions makes you really stupid because generally they're wrong. Yeah. And you, when you watch an NBA game, you know if it means something or not because you know if both teams are trying. And even that doesn't usually matter. The playoffs, which are actually we look at first half, second half. It's really not. An NBA season, if you're a good team, is first third, second third, and then the playoffs are the third third.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bulls have the long slog, and then if you've timed it right and you're trying to win a title, you've got another third of a season to go. And the Bulls have just sort of never really cared about that under Thibodeau.
No, they haven't. And I hate the conclusions that are reached and all the other stuff. And it really, you know, until you do it when it matters, and when the playing field is absolutely level, nobody's coming off another game, nobody's not interested, nobody. I mean, there's a lot of factors involved here, and I don't believe really that anything I saw against the Cavs changed anything about the Bulls. Nothing's changed in my mind. Nothing. I don't feel any better about my bet. Yeah. I do not feel one iota better about my bet, despite the romping, stumping victory.
I'm not sure why you made the bet in the first place.
Well, because I just had nothing else on you. I ran across it, and I thought, I'll take that.
Even though there's really nothing to suggest that it was going to be worth your time and effort and money. And
yeah, that's probably right, but I always want to be smarter than everybody. So, yes, that is probably true. But it's 7-1. I thought, okay, you know, if there's some miracle they can get through the East, I don't know about the West. I have no idea what's going to happen in the West. I don't think anybody does. I have no idea what's going to happen in the West when the playoffs start. It's too damn, really. You could have the Thunder and the Warriors.
I just know I want to watch it.
Oh, my God.
You know, and tonight, too, with another night that's sort of wide open as far as what to watch, I was thinking, I have recorded that 30 for 30 documentary about the Miracle on Ice from the other side. Because, you know, when we talked before with Gabe Polsky about his movie, Red Army, it coincided with the fact that there was another two-hour documentary about the more about that particular game, the Miracle on Ice game, from the Soviet perspective. But it's also supposed to be really, really good.
Yeah, I haven't recorded it yet. I I've seen it a couple times. I'm not a big booyah watcher, so if I don't see it all the time, like there's this constant reminder that it's there, I forget it. Until you mentioned it today early, I didn't even think about it. I had seen it. You know, I'd seen it in there, and I just went right by it. So you have recorded it and not watched it.
Correct.
That you're saying? Okay.
So okay. I might.
You let me know what it is. If you like it, maybe it's good. I'm probably not as interested as most people are. I mean, there's some things about that do interest me. Some of the stuff they've done, that in particular, I don't, not one of those things that I was ever fascinated by.
Really?
But if it's good,
I'm surprised.
I'm not.
I'm surprised because you were kind of more of a hockey fan back then.
Yes, I was. Definitely.
I didn't realize, too, and I know that this is really the thrust of it, and we talked to Gabe Polsky about it, too. Mm-hmm. I guess everybody knew it was an upset. I still, to this day, don't think people understand how big an upset it was. Bigger than Virginia and Chaminade or anything you want to care to talk about, or Buster Douglas or Mike Tyson, the idea that a team that was so by far the best at what it did in the world, that it was toying with NHL teams, destroying them.
Yes.
And this was a bunch of college kids. To lose to a bunch of college kids. And it can happen. It's one game. It's not a series.
One game, yeah.
If they played 100 times, they would win 99 of them. It just happened to be that day was that one.
Well, it is certainly, I mean, it has become that's the thing of the upset of all time.
Well, it is.
I mean, that's it.
I think unless you're of a certain age, you still don't quite get it, though. Because I don't think people understood. Now when you get Russian hockey players all over the NHL and they're famous and goofy and scoring goals for your favorite teams, that I know it seems for some of us like it just happened, but it was so long ago that you don't really understand how divided and how isolated and how exotic the Red Army team was.
Again, I have no, you know, look, I have always had a great amount of distaste for the Russians, always, whether it's sports or other things.
See, yeah. I don't, though.
As a kid. Yeah. I mean, look, that I grew up in a different era.
Well, I'm not talking about necessarily the distaste. I mean, everybody knew that they were the big, bad, evil empire. I'm talking about the actual quality of the team, that there really was an understanding of, sure, they had this gaudy record, and it wasn't just about them being the enemy. They're getting hung up on the idea of them being the enemy and being, you know, a Cold War victory isn't the point. The point is purely hockey, understanding how good they were at it, that they were running away from the rest of the world and nobody else was even close to them, that they'd redefined it, that they'd studied the game, they'd broken it down and built it back up in a way that they had evolved the game. And then about a ragtag bunch of college Americans beats him. It's still, I mean, I how could it possibly have happened? That's what I'm interested in learning from it, is just seeing the how remarkable it was that it could even come close to happening. And the coach is panicking and all of that. We'll do more. You got the score.
Scoreboard update.
It was cool this morning hearing Jack O'Callaghan talk about that 80 Olympic team and 1979, the Challenge Cup, when USSR played the NHL All-Stars in a three-game series
right at
Madison Square Garden. And the NHL All-Stars won the first game, and then the Soviets won game two and three. In game three, they pulled Tretiak from net. He didn't even start, and they ended up winning 6-0. The backup rookie goalie played goalie in game three, and they still beat the NHL All-Stars 6-0.
Jeez.
And that's just how crazy and how insane and how great that was and how amazing that upset was in 80. Something I'll never forget. It's at 7 years old. I still remember that. 7 years old. I still remember that. Yep. One of the sports highlights of my life. Probably the only one. That and this job. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3. NFL Combine underway today. Ryan Pace, John Fox, they're going to address the media tomorrow morning. And the question is, do you want Jay Cutler gone? And are you a Marcus Mariota fan? You want him at 7 for the Bears in the first round? Well, Mike Mayock has an answer for you.
I would struggle with the Mariota pick there if he was available. I think it's hard to move away from a guy like Jay Cutler. Even though he has some issues, he's still proven that when he plays, he can play at a high level. He cuts both ways, obviously, and Ryan Pace and John Fox and Adam Gase have to kind of figure that out. But I would struggle with saying that at 7 you're going to take Mariota and get rid of Cutler.
NFL analyst Mike Mayock. And how about Marcus joins the boys just about a half hour from now from the Combine. The Blackhawks host the Red Wings tomorrow. The Bulls are off until Friday when they play at Detroit. Mari Stoudemire is going to join the Dallas Mavericks. NBA trade deadline is this Thursday. Jason Giambi is retiring after a 20-year career, and Anthony Bosch, founder of Biogenesis, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. This scoreboard update brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. Did you know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment of The Score is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. 4MATIC all-wheel drive turns wet winter weather into safer driving by improving adhesion and traction. Check out the all-new 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA and the 4MATIC lineup at the Chicago Auto Show now through February 22nd. Yeah, some, there is a couple of texts here that sort of confirms what I'm thinking about here. This guy says, you're right. I'm in my 20s. It seems like a nice moment in sports history for my generation, nothing more. And a text from the 480, and text on the score presented by the homeloanexpert.com, says, this would be like the dream team in basketball losing to some group of college kids from Spain in 1988. Yeah.
I think that came at a time in my life where, because of where I was trying to move back here, well, everybody was still back in Detroit and all the other stuff that was going on. I it did not capture me like it captured others, because I had so much going on in my life. I was trying to figure out this and figure it out. I was starting at the Sun-Times, and I was really caught in between where she was still back there with the kids, and I'm back here living with a relative in like this little hole-in-the-wall place. And, I mean, that's where I was. It wasn't, you know, there was so much going on. I maybe some of this escaped me in the moment. Because in the moment, I wasn't really like there. There's so much going, you know, it does depend on what's going on in your own measly life as to where you, what you feel about something. And I understand it now. I just didn't feel it then. I can't lie about it.
In Beecher, here's Mike on the score.
Good afternoon, guys. I'll tell you, the thing that people should really realize that the excellence that Russian team had. I mean, it was the A team, the Russian A team. They could have brought the C team and destroyed most of the NHL. The only team that could have skated with them would have been the Montreal Canadiens at that time.
Maybe.
Yeah, possibly, because they could skate and shoot. You know, they could play the same sort of game. But the thing that astonished me is like it took all the way toward the end of their I would call North American ravage, the NHL trip. That the only team that actually stood up to them, you know, in that sense, is the Flyers when they played Bully Boy, and that was their MO of just playing, you know, if they couldn't beat you with a stick, they beat you with their skate, you know, they'd cut you. You know what I mean? They weren't the most expertise team. They were just a brutal, physical team, and they loved to fight more than anything else. But the thing is, if you like to watch pure, sweet hockey, and that's what I call it. It was like a couple of days ago when Kaner was on the shootout, how he made that goalie look like an idiot, you know, because it was like he didn't stand a chance.
Well, yeah, and Mike, see, that's why I have so much respect for what they did, because even though the Soviets had these reputations as evil, the game was gorgeous. And that's what I want hockey to be. I don't want there to ever be a single extracurricular fight in hockey, because fighting is stupid and pointless and ridiculous. And there are many people in the NHL agree with me. It's just this Canadian thing and this NHL thing that's got this awful, stupid culture of fighting that serves no purpose whatsoever. And if documentaries like this, if a greater understanding about how the Soviets reimagined, restructured, and evolved the game can lead to that, then that would just be fabulous, because that's what it's supposed to look like. It is supposed to look like artistry. You do have everybody on the ice able to create, and the stuff with, you know, and I want to see some of the stuff, because I've seen some of the trailers and everything with Bobby Clark just running around swinging his stick. I think it sucks. Like, it sucks that America fell in love with stupid hockey. I guess that's the point. That retroactively, I'll never understand the bloodlust and the stupidity and all of the back justifications and the retrofitting and the knots people tie themselves into to somehow talk about, well, fighting, it does this, it does, no, it does none of it. It's all wrong. It's all stupid. And
forget it changes momentum.
And, well, but that's already metrically has been destroyed. That is that you're more likely to lose after winning a fight. You're more likely to have a goal scored on you. I mean, it's not only wrong, it's completely wrong. The reverse is true. It's not just not true. It's that the reverse of that is true. But in retrospect, to understand that our great enemy, our horrible, terrible enemy with the missiles pointing at us, was not just doing it better, but doing it aesthetically better. They were way ahead. And I think it sucks that it has taken time. And you know what? It took until the Red Wings got all the Soviets here, and that Scott Bowman realized that this was a better brand of hockey, period. It was just better. Mm-hmm. And he brought the guys here, and that was what he wanted to do with the Red Wings, and that did change the game. And now the Blackhawks are emulating the Red Wings, and that kind of hockey is here, as long as Quenneville can stay away from Dan Carcillo and the other idiots that he has.
He doesn't, though.
I know, he likes idiots.
He doesn't.
He's got an idiot addiction.
He does.
Oak Forest, Mike is on the score.
Hi, Dan and Terry. I don't want to diminish the accomplishments of that group of youngsters in 1980s. The Soviets to beat them 10-2 in a pre-Olympic exhibition. But, I mean, the Soviets were going to fall. They were due to fall sometime. You can't maintain that level of excellence no matter where you're at forever. And so it had to happen sometime. But as you alluded to real quickly, the Canadians, I don't know if you remember, the essentially almost the same Red Army team in 1976 New Year's Eve played the Canadians in Montreal, 3-3 tie, widely considered by folks who are into hockey the greatest hockey game ever played.
Wow.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah, there you go. He didn't diminish it.
Hub's going to join us at 5. We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers.
It is always going to be true that the best wine is going to come from the best vineyards. And the problem that you may have is that great wine is often really, really expensive when it comes from the best vineyards. But it doesn't have to be, because Cameron Hughes has a shortcut for you. He is a négociant, and that is just a fancy French word that means he is a winemaker and a connoisseur of fine wines who is able to identify the best juice from some of these vineyards. When they make too much in some of these great years, he'll go in, he'll buy it, and as part of the deal, he takes their name off, he puts his name on, stamps a lot number on there, and the next thing you know, you're drinking $120 wine for $29. And if you like wine, and maybe you don't even know what you like, this is a way to find out. Let me give you an example here of the Lot 545 2012 Coombsville Cabernet Sauvignon. This is a huge, full-blown Napa cab with everything you like about it. He describes it as pen ink mixed with oxblood when you look at it. It is that dark. It is a tooth-staining, massive cab. You've got red fruit on the nose, blackberry, and then it's into the molten licorice and crushed granite and smoky oak with that spine, that minerally spine in the middle. Absolutely phenomenal, formidable tannins that just seem to last forever with every swallow. San Diego International Wine Competition medalist. Medal winner at the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition. This is a huge Napa cab, and it's $29. That's ridiculous. I've had it. I've had it more than once, and it's a crowd pleaser of a wine for people who love cab. And it ships for free. Wine never ships for free. This wine ships for free. A case of this can ship to you for free. That's insane, because wine's very, very heavy and very expensive to ship, and all of a sudden it just became free. Check this out. Check others out. Go to chwine.com. You got to enter my code to get this deal. So click the microphone in the upper left corner and enter Dan, D-A-N. Save a ton of money on shipping. Get fantastic wine delivered right to you. It's a no-brainer. chwine.com. Go to the microphone. Enter Dan. Don't wait. Try this now. It's amazing, and the offer won't.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
It's 8 a.m. and you didn't sleep great, so you need a 5-hour with a new improved taste. Try berry, orange, pomegranate, and grape. Citrus, lime, even pink lemonade.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Oh, and if you're extra tired, we got extra strength. Flavors like sour apple, saving the day.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? It's got a new improved taste, and it comes in 10 great flavors.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac for me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Save more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Now it's time for 10 Seconds of Glory. Record your own 10 Seconds of Glory by downloading the free Audio Roadshow app for your smartphone. Today's question is,
what would be the perfect birthday gift for Michael Jordan?
A time machine with a prenup in the glove box. Yes, time machines have glove boxes.
A large legal winning wager.
Some extra logs to keep that fire burning.
This has been your 10 Seconds of Glory on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's way out of line. That's coming out of, you know, that's coming. That's the stuff that doesn't deserve a response.
Perfect. Exactly right. Boston Princeton, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We've had some bad. That's some bad right there for you. And we're talking about the Miracle on Ice. You brought it up. You're very enthusiastic about it.
This is a time of year there's not much to watch, and I don't usually watch those 30 for 30s, but this is
one. I know.
One
you missed some good ones, by the way.
I'm sure I have.
Some really good ones.
But this one is of very specific interest to me because it was a formative sports viewing experience because I was in early with the 1980 U.S. hockey team. I just was very excited about it. There was a preliminary game that I believe was televised, and when they tied Sweden, and I was very excited about it. I really got into that 1980 team from jump. It just timed up right with me and an interest in hockey at the time. And for it then to feel so rewarded that investment was rewarded with that win and then the win over Finland for the gold, it was just, it was really, really very, very special. But joining us now on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, is a guy we tried to hook up with a little bit earlier, but had some issues. He tweets at ESQ Politics. He is a recovering sports writer. He joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Charles Pierce is on The Score. Hello, Charles.
That was my ping pong partner.
We're great, my friend.
My intercontinental ping pong partner.
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
Very good, Terry. How you doing?
Everything's
great.
Have
you explained to him? Have you explained to your partner our longstanding ping pong relationship?
Yes, I have, and I don't think he believes that I could know somebody as good as you are. So I think he finds that odd.
All I remember about that is that we were playing ping pong, and the teenage Korean kids were laughing at us.
I'll be laughing at you for another reason anyway, I'm sure. So, I follow you on Twitter, and I notice how, Charlie, just how prolific you are of always finding the next windmill at which to tilt. And I'm wondering, with the amount of fodder, the amount of stupid that you have against which to rail, do you miss sports?
Well, first of all, I'm still doing sports writing. I'm writing one column a week for Grantland, so
right.
I'm still around it.
Right.
What was that last night?
I'm just saying that you're not. You're not on the beat. You're not sort of in the milieu of sports like you used.
Not the way it used to be. I mean, to tell you the honest truth, not many people are. I mean, if you go to major events now, you won't see half as many people as you used to.
It's true.
I mean, you know, the Philadelphia Inquirer didn't even send anybody to the London Olympics. I mean, it's astonishing the way the cutbacks have decimated the profession. You know, so I mean, I still get enough. No, I still get around enough to enjoy myself and to get my fix. But the industry's changed so much that even if I were writing a column for a daily newspaper, there wouldn't be half as much travel as there used to be.
No, and you know, just reading it, and you are, like I said, prolific. You never stop. I mean, not only are you just being Charlie Spears that I knew and loved, that you seemingly can't get enough of it. I mean, it's not like, well, I'm into some weird territory. No, you can't get enough of any of this.
Well, first of all, blog never sleeps. That's rule one.
Correct.
Every morning you wake up and the furnace is empty and there's another pile of coal. But I do. It's sort of like being a, you know, to an extent, it's like being a gonzo wire service, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can act like a wire service, but you don't have to write like a wire service.
Interesting, because I never thought about, I don't know how many guys made the shift. I mean, now, of course, things have changed so much that, you know, you're looking for work of any kind, but you made it so seamlessly. You are just really, I mean, a star of stars, and it just, and not that I'm surprised by that, because I knew how well you could write, but, you know, it's hard to create something in what you did. You know,
yeah, I had tremendous help when I started the blog at Esquire with a kid named Matt, so it's one thing. You learn when you work entirely on the net is that all your editors are like 12, but you get used to that. You know, I had great help from a guy named Matt Sullivan, who was at Hearst Digital, who, you know, essentially walked me through it. And I had been reading blogs for a long time, so I had some idea of what the format was and some idea of what I wanted to do. Because I started during an election year, I sort of let events shape it. But after a while, you get into a rhythm. And after a while, to be perfectly honest with you, it's hard to put it down.
I guess it amazes me, though, that you're able to still be properly and righteously offended by so many things in so many of the right ways. And
that's the guy I knew. Yes.
Being a warrior against the stupid, I don't know. Doesn't it get tiring to do it all? I mean, you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, you talked about tilting at windmills. This is a wind farm out there.
Right. I know, we can do it for 5 hours, which is a long show to do it. But man, to wake up in the morning and by the time I'm done with my coffee, there's another 500 words. And then by the time I'm ready for lunch, you got to get some stupid for lunch, and the morning dually, and you got 750 words of this, and it's like, my God, do you sleep? How can you? You must wake up at the 3:30 in the morning and be like, more stupid, must write.
No, the West Coast stupid has to wait till the next day, because I'm not going to be that way really does lie madness. But it's just, I mean, there's you know, to an extent, I think what at least I try to do, and what the people I work with try to do, is there's so much information that just swirls around. We're, you know, mm-hmm. we have more information, I think, and we're less informed than any generation in history, as paradoxical as that sounds. We're just overwhelmed by stuff. And at least part of what the blog does, I hope, is to distill things down and say, look, here are five or six or eight or five or three things you really should know what's going on, because they're indicative of other stuff. And by the way, here's something I think will make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's really remarkable. You really can feel a kind of community developing around the blog of commenters and people who will send you emails and people who hate you and stuff like that. So this, but there really is kind of a virtual community.
And this has to be so wonderful for you looking, and obviously on one side of the presidential election, it's pretty much decided. But on the other side, man, you've got a menagerie.
It's getting better almost by the day. Are you kidding?
It's
just absolutely wonderful. I thought last time was the be all end all, but now I mean they've traded in the clown car for a clown SUV.
This is better, Hal, than the 88 Summer Olympics. Come on, Charles. Come on. This is better.
We, 88 Summer Olympics, we all had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and cover Ben Johnson.
I know.
That was a lot of fun.
I know.
I hated time changes.
Oh, my God.
So who's your favorite? If you start shaping up some of your targets here, and I obviously we spent a lot of time because of the Bears quarterback and his wife in the vaccine debate talking about that.
I think that was a Paul Greenglass movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, the quote-unquote
Bears quarterback, the
debate.
Wife and the vaccine. Well, and no. The vaccine.
Well, his wife doesn't vaccinate. They're,
oh, that's right. Yeah, their
kids are running around, and she doesn't believe in it because she says she's read too many books, even though she couldn't name one.
This is Jay Cutler's wife?
Yeah, Cutler's wife. Kristen Cavallari, not. She's read
too many books, Charlie.
Very vehemently anti-vax.
Yeah. For a long time, I didn't think that was possible. But now, given some of the books that are out there, I believe it actually is. It is possible to read too many books if you read too many of the wrong books.
That's correct. Now we go after people, but not. I mean, it's sort of, you know, there's enough in sports. You talk about information. It couldn't be more right about you have it all in front of you now, no matter what it is. What sport it is, what's going on, and you could have an opinion that you know now that everybody's seen. The information is there. You can, because you're not talking just like this. Somebody's not. What is he talking about? Well, I get that anyway. People say, "What is this idiot talking about?" I understand that, but I mean, it's there. It's there, and I do look forward to the election, because I'm sure that the lead up you will be priceless. No doubt.
I am too. To be perfectly honest with you, I have absolutely no idea what's going to go on one side. And I would kind of like a little bit of action on the other side, but I don't see. I mean, Mother Clinton is just taking the oxygen out of the room right now, and there's nobody else. In fact, I wrote a piece for Esquire for the January issue that was entitled "If Not Hillary, Who?" And I didn't have an answer to the question.
Well, and I feel kind of bad too, because
Martin O'Malley could walk down the street and, you know, people would ask him to hail a cab. Seriously, I mean, I like the guy. Seems to be pretty good on some issues, but nobody knows who he is.
And I feel a little bad too that
he's the governor of Maryland, for God's sake.
Charles, you have lost your princess dumbass of the Northwoods, as you once coined.
Oh, no, you kidding? She's never going away.
Yeah, but she's not running, is what I'm saying. Then
no,
she'll be on
true,
the
but
fringes.
But she'll be around. I mean, although you know, with the performance out in Iowa, even some of her biggest fans are now thinking, you know, maybe she wasn't as bright as we thought she was.
That was great.
Which is, you know, rather, you know, like, you know, here's my 4-part investigative series on my discovery of the Pacific Ocean. And I'm suddenly, oh my goodness, she's not as bright as we thought we were. Really?
This is exactly what it was like when you were drinking with him. This is like sitting down and drinking with him, because this is what it was. You didn't have to talk. You just say, okay, Charles, what do you think of this? Well, how about this? And that's it.
Charles, I'm glad we got a chance to say hello.
Yeah, listen, guys. Be well, okay? And take care of yourselves. We'll talk again.
We do that. Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, Charles. That is Charles Pierce of Esquire. He is a tremendous Twitter follow, at ESQ Politics. And Hub Arkish is next.
He's a tremendous follow, too.
And actually following them. Not just on Twitter. Just follow him around.
Just follow him around.
Yep. You have the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412.